This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, Monday, June 15th. Yep, the Ides of June are upon us. Lots of eyes and ears and Ides and whatever else we can use to work our way through. Spending a lot of time talking about whether it's the Black Lives Matter movement. However, I'm not comfortable encapsulating it with that. I just think it's a discussion that we've needed to have for a long time. Not discussion, we need some action. To try, or education, whatever gets to the root of this, because it's such a multifaceted problem, and now is the time, it seems to me. So if you have the time, maybe you need to take the time. Ultimately, time is precious, but there's a need, in my mind anyway, to have some for us to consume information, and we information overload, but we have... We've got a debt here, and I've long since gotten off of the reparations bandwagon that a lot of people have been on. I don't think that I'm not responsible for what happened then. But then you fast forward to today, and you look at some of the injustices.
You're not responsible, but you've benefited, and that's something that we all need to just...
Well, I don't know if I have or not. I don't know about that.
You're white. You've benefited from being a white male in America.
I don't buy into that.
Doug, come on. You have. We talked about this on Friday. There are a million ways that you have benefited just by being a white man in America.
On the backs of somebody who's black? You mean somebody who hasn't had an opportunity because I did? I created my own opportunities. No. Go ahead.
The system set you up to create those opportunities, and that's what white people
have a hard time with. So I'm supposed to feel bad about that?
I didn't say that. I'm saying you have to acknowledge that you have been given opportunities that other black people have not. That's just how it is. And if we don't address that and admit it, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person.
I'm not saying you're bad.
I benefited from being a white female. It's just we have to understand the system has set us up to succeed. It has not set us up to fail. And so it's up to us to make it what we want.
I know lots of white people who have failed miserably at anything.
But they didn't fail because of the color of their skin, and that is the difference. And that's what white people need to understand. I think this is a generational thing. I really do. I've had this discussion with a lot of other people in my parents' generation who don't seem to get it until you, like, really explain it to them. And then they go, okay, yeah, actually, and the color of my skin never prevented me from being anything that I wanted to be. That's the bottom line of it.
I have been prevented from doing things because I wasn't Jewish. I've been prevented. No, I'm not kidding. I don't think it is. In the clothing business, if you're not Jewish, you go no place. There are other businesses that have that sort of a problem. I don't think it's just about white and black. I think it's about religion. I think it's about how much money. I came from very simple, humble beginnings, and I've been excluded from clubs that were for other people that I wanted to be in.
That your plight is the same as a black person?
I didn't say that. You didn't hear those words come out of my mouth.
I'm just asking, because I'm trying to see what parallels you're drawing.
I'm saying that the parallels can be drawn not just along the skin color, but along religious, ethnic lines, along wealth lines and patterns, along age lines, along sex lines. There are many women who have not had opportunity, no matter what the color of their skin, to get advancement because of their sex. Men do and women don't. I mean, you can find that across the board. You talk about pandemics.
I know, that's why I said we're white male. White males are at the top of the totem pole for opportunity. That's in every sector. If you wanted to be in the clothing business and, Jewish people
Gentile
kept you out of it,
in
that
the clothing
doesn't
business,
stop you
a white
from being
male,
in any other industry.
A white but it's an industry. It stops people. You know, there are some circumstances in broadcasting where you can't get ahead if you're not a certain type. You don't have a certain belief. I think that's your opinion. I don't tell you you don't know.
I know, but I'm just saying those are niche examples, and that still doesn't prevent you from going into any other industry. But the color of your skin has never once prevented, it hasn't stopped you from doing anything that you wanted to do. That's the baseline hallmark of the difference of white privilege. That's what we're talking about.
I couldn't.
Forget it.
No, I'm just thinking about. You've made me think. It's a good exercise because you made me think about other things where this. You know, it doesn't mean that we disagree. I disagree with the premise.
You have to have the conversation. And my story was about the cancel culture. And when somebody doesn't agree with you, right, we are just like, you know what, I don't want to hear from you ever again.
Right.
And so a lot of this is happening.
Yeah,
and I think the smartest thing that people can do is have the conversations that we have, and probably maybe the best thing that we can all do in our roles here is not agree about things, because we're having real conversations that are going through people's heads and their hearts and in their communities and all of that. And I think
so. What's going on in Los Angeles? You were talking about my son.
Well, no, my story is that. The story's not about your son. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll come up with another one for tomorrow. But no, Howard Stern has found himself in the crosshairs of the cancel culture because there are some clips that surfaced of him wearing blackface and using the N-word during a comedy skit that was done back in 1993. It emerged over the weekend, and it showed Stern decked out in minstrel makeup and using the N-word quite a bit. He's the latest celebrity to have it revealed that he wore blackface. Ted Danson was one. Jimmy Fallon was one recently. The video was cut alongside an appearance that he made on The View when he insisted he had never used a racial slur. Then all of a sudden the skit found its way to the front, and voila, here we go. There's Howard Stern in blackface. So now the question is, what do we do with Howard Stern? Does Howard Stern get canceled because of his comedic skit back in 1993? Does he get a pass? And I think that's kind of part of the conversation with cancel culture is, when is enough enough, or is nothing enough? Do we need to go back and make changes to things? So Ted Danson got a pass. I think he is not in trouble. Jimmy Fallon seemed to get a pass. I know the thing that I think really stinks is Megyn Kelly asked a question about using blackface, and she was canceled, essentially. She was pushed off television just for talking about it. So,
I know. She tried to make the argument, like, why is it bad to do it? And I think that's where people were like, wait, what? You have to ask why it's bad to do it?
But, I mean, when people actually wore it and they're still allowed to be on TV, I think you can imagine she might be a little frosted about that.
Is there an example anywhere of a black person putting white face on?
Yes, there was a whole movie about it called White Chicks, the Wayans brothers.
Okay. And so what happened because of that?
Nothing. It was a movie. It was a comedy.
Okay.
There's no history that's equivalent.
Just kind of making a point. It just seems to me that there are offenses. You can find anything anywhere. I mean, I don't have to stick up for Howard Stern or anybody else. He's fine. But he's been somebody that has had an interesting. He's been given a pass on lots of things, not just this sort of thing. He's been given a pass on lots of things. Because of who he is, how it has been approached, the value of it. If you haven't seen that movie about his career, what's it called? I forgot what it's called, but it's Private Parts. Thank you, Phil. The relationship, I'd be interested to hear not what he has to say about it, but what what's-her-face, who's his sidekick, would have to say about it.
Robin. Well, here's the deal. I don't think that Howard Stern's probably racist, but what I like is that what I don't like is that you have all of these people who are loudly claiming that they're not racist, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, there comes the pictures of the blackface. I'm talking about Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia. I'm talking about Jimmy Fallon, who has railed on
racism,
and then his blackface comes out. Yes, it's racist. And then Howard Stern, the whole reason.
Jimmy Fallon was a skit on SNL that was approved by Lorne Michaels and a room full of executives. That wasn't Jimmy Fallon in his personal life.
It was his
doing
face.
Blackface. Yeah, I know, but he was an actor playing that role. I'm just saying, that's not. I don't hold Jimmy Fallon accountable for that. Ralph Northam was doing it on his own in his personal life, and so was Justin Trudeau, and so were all the others that have been caught. Jimmy Fallon is an exception to that.
In any case, I mean, the idea is that if it's offensive, it's offensive, and he did it, and whatever. And we can have the conversation. I don't think it should be canceled. I actually hate cancel culture. I think it's stupid. But Howard Stern is out there railing that, you know, he isn't racist, and then all of a sudden he's sitting on The View, and whoops, here comes this thing of him, you know, pretending in blackface.
When did that happen?
Past weekend. It happened on Friday, I think.
Really? And what was his reaction
to it? Yeah, what did he say?
He was kind of stunned by it, and he said that it was, you know, it was just him being funny, and it was a bit on Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg, which is why I think they even knew about it, because Whoopi's associated with The View. And, you know, and then, of course, everybody comes out and says, oh, he's not a racist, all this stuff. Okay, well, then, you know, just, I guess the thing is that those who are really throwing stones at people and are the ones that seem to have the most in their closet. So let's just give everybody a break. Let's hold people accountable when they do something really wrong, but let's not pretend that we are perfection and that, you know the point.
I want to get to this dismantling police conversation from Representative Omar. What's her name from Minnesota?
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. So what really is being said here about dismantling the police? Is dismantling or rearranging? I've said this now, and I'm going to say it because I believe it to be true, that we need to look at all of our public services, whether it be the police, the school department, the public works department, and see what needs we have as the people paying the bill. It's obvious many of us don't like what's going on in the police department, but is that the only place? And should this be limited just to the police, or is now the opportunity to look and break down some of these public service budgets and see what the heck's going on?
Well, that's exactly it. And when we were talking earlier in the show about the far left and AOC or whatever. AOC this weekend did a whole Q&A with people who follow her on Instagram. And when they said, oh, what do you mean by, you know, defund the police? And she said, one example that I can give that I've proposed is in New York, in her district, especially in the Bronx, there is a policy that the police unions have that for every police officer who retires, they immediately replace that position to keep the budget going. So she said, without a single person losing their job, we can just stop the practice of automatically refilling that post. Right there, you then cut down on the size and the
budget. But I'll tell you why that's a really dumb idea, because like teachers,
I agree with
older,
it. I don't think it's dumb at all.
Well, no, but can I tell you why I don't agree with it? Because with teachers, when you have the teachers retire and you don't replace them with young, new blood, the older teachers are the ones who are just phoning it in. It would be the same thing with cops. You wouldn't have any fresh, young blood being hired onto police forces. I think we really need to, like, I think everybody's willing to have a conversation about police practices.
It was an example of how you can cut down on the size.
But if you're just cutting all the old cops and not replacing them.
No, it's not cutting. They don't lose their jobs. It's waiting for them to retire.
Right. But you're not
hiring automatically.
Anyone new.
Well, you are hiring
people
new,
just
but
police,
you're not
but everywhere. But across the board,
what we're talking about is if you're not hiring, you're not putting a freeze on not hiring anyone new. You're cutting the number. You're not doing a one for one, and that's not necessary in a lot of places. The forces are too big.
To answer your question about Ilhan Omar, this weekend on the Sunday show, she said that the police department is rotten to the root, and she said communities will still be safe without cops.
She's an idiot.
She couldn't provide any details.
That's an idiotic statement. Irresponsible statement.
But there are I don't agree with getting rid of all of the police at all. But there are statistics that that have been out in New York for a while now. I don't know why this didn't make national news, but they had a whole investigation that they did statewide, and the least policed areas and neighborhoods in Manhattan, in the outer boroughs, they have the lowest crime rates. So there are lots of things happening that need to be taken. We need to take a long, hard look at all of it.
Yep,
it can't
sure
just
do.
Be look at a
all
number
right.
and look at a budget. It's got to be more than that.
21 after the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sound of the Boss. It's 23 after on the DJV Monday program. Victoria and I have Bruce Springsteen in the forefront here. The newest chapter of his ongoing live download series is a show he played at the Hovet Arena in Stockholm, Sweden back in 2005. It's a solo acoustic gig from The Devils and Dust Tour, featuring stripped-down arrangements of songs all through his career. The show came near the end of the first leg of European Devils and Dust Tour, but it was still sprinkling new songs into the set, like Downbound.
Downbound, yep.
Is it? Okay.
It's not Downtown. It's a separate song.
Okay.
I know you're
across
thinking
the
of
border.
Downtown Train, but it's not that.
I am. Yeah, right. All right, we'll crank this up a little. I want to hear this. So it sounds of the acoustic film, please.
There's holy pictures of our children dancing in a sky filled with light.
One of the things that so impresses me about him are the stories that he comes up with, the songs that are so full of life and emotion. And they go on and on and on. I think he's a genius, profoundly well-intentioned genius. He said that he wrote this particular song after he was married the first time. Maybe that's why I Let It Go. It's the fourth Devils and Dust show that Springsteen has released following Columbus, Ohio, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Trenton, New Jersey. The Devils and Dust Tour was Springsteen's second solo acoustic tour following the Tom Joad run 1995 to 1997. And he hasn't done one since, although his Springsteen on Broadway residency a couple of years ago had a similar setup. And if you've seen his movie, Western Trail, what was the name of that movie about him?
Western Stars.
Western Stars, yeah. I thought that was a fabulous movie, frankly. Just insight into an American icon, well worth the time if you get a chance to watch it. Springsteen originally planned on releasing a new E Street Band album this year, and he's going to put some touring behind it. But obviously that plan was delayed. Spent a lot of the last year locked away at his home in New Jersey. How far is he from you? Where does he live in New Jersey, Jen?
He's about 10 minutes from here.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you have a farm?
He has a farm. Yep, he has a farm. Yeah. And people see him all the time. He's very, you know, out
yeah.
and about.
Out there. Does he drive a Camaro?
I used to stand online in back of him in Starbucks like every week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. I mean, he is.
Nobody bothers him.
Yeah, why should they? He's a guy that makes a lot of music and tells a lot of stories, but we all have our jobs. So, you know, the fact that he's well-known doesn't necessarily give him the special treatment. I just think he's a brilliant guy, period, end of story. All right, next up, another interesting character in music, Santana. And Santana with Earth, Wind, and Fire announcing a new tour because of the rescheduled needs. It's called their Miraculous Supernatural Tour. Originally supposed to kick off in June, but it's going to be moved to June of next year in Chula Vista, California. Go through June, July, and August, ending in Tampa. Previously purchased tickets for the tour valid for the new dates unless ticket holders opt for a refund in the next 30 days. A new date for the postponed George Washington show will be announced soon. The other shows that were scheduled in Montreal and Nashville have been canceled. Refunds can be, you can get them if you're a ticket holder. Santana has not yet announced new dates for the previously scheduled European leg of the Miraculous Supernatural Tour, which was canceled back in March. Shows were scheduled to be in, let's see, Bologna, Italy, and Zurich, Switzerland. The band also canceled their planned Las Vegas residency, an intimate evening with Santana, Greatest Hits Live, which was supposed to start last month. So, the story, the update on Santana and the Earth, Wind, and Fire combo. That'd be interesting. That'd be an interesting set, I think, to listen to the two of them together. 28 after the hour. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A medical examiner has ruled the police shooting of a black suspect who allegedly scuffled with Atlanta cops on Friday night a homicide, saying an autopsy finds he died of blood loss from two gunshot wounds. Police say Rayshard Brooks resisted arrest and tried to take an officer's taser after he was found passed out behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-thru. It's reignited protests that began 3 weeks ago when George Floyd was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis. Leading Democrats on Capitol Hill say both killings underline the need for law enforcement changes. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says his party is also crafting a police reform package.
We've been gathering ideas from all across our conference, across the nation, calling police chiefs. I've been on the phone with a lot of police chiefs. I've been on the phone talking to a lot of activists and other folks to be able to interact.
USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
It's been seven straight weeks of increases for the price of gasoline across the USA. A national average now over $2.09 a gallon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That price at the pump is now up over 22 cents from a month ago, but some 59.5 cents lower from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the highs and lows across the nation.
The lowest average gas prices could be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.73, followed by Louisiana at $1.74, Arkansas at $1.78, Oklahoma at $1.79, and Alabama at $1.80 per gallon. Leading the nation with the highest average prices, Hawaii at $3.13 per gallon, followed by California at $2.98 per gallon, Washington State at $2.61 per gallon, Oregon at $2.52 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.50 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And a tattoo shop in the South is offering free cover-ups for anyone who wants to remove their tattoo that's a symbol of a gang or hate. The artists at Gallery X Art Collective in Murray, Kentucky say they want to do their part to take a stance in the Black Lives Matter movement. One artist saying that having any sort of hate tattoo is, quote, completely unacceptable. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thirty-four after the hour this Monday on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. I don't know about how it is where you are. It's cold.
It's definitely a drop in temperature for sure. Yeah. Yesterday was only 71 or so.
Yeah.
So it was a beautiful sunny day, but yeah,
oh, yeah.
It was chilly. It kind of felt like September.
Yeah, well, I was in upstate New York on Saturday morning early picking up a piece of equipment. I've been up in New York State on Saturdays last month doing cows and equipment and stuff for the farm. And this past Saturday, I had my sweatshirt on. Like the end of October weather. It was just awful. And this morning feels the same way. The sky is beautiful, clear blue, but there's the polar vortex? And we're 1 week away from the first day of summer. Hubba dubba dubba. All right, so there are things that we need to address here. The business about we can't get away from, I don't want to call it the Black Lives Matter discussion, but it's just we're facing another issue. This is the year of issues. The virus hasn't gone away, and it won't go away. You can expect another 6 to 8 months of that treatment, in my estimation. And I think that this discussion of black lives or being black in America, one of the earlier conversations we were having was what white privilege is about, where it comes from, and you and I don't necessarily agree 100% across the board with that. But I was thinking about how these people got here. The original black, there were no black settlers. They didn't come like the other people that came to our country and settled here. They were enslaved Africans who were brought over in ships and just dumped here, like the Chinese were, frankly. And I think about the parallel between what has happened, and I wonder if it's the color of the skin, Victoria, or if there's some other ingredient. And there weren't as many of the black, they were called coolies, and that's a very negative, that's pretty racist, if you take the words that have been used, to attribute to blacks or to Jews or to whatever, there's usually at least one word that's really pretty horrific when you get down to what it means. And so, but I think about, you've given me a lot to think about, which is good because I need to be stimulated. We all need to be stimulated, and I need to have you challenge me and Jennifer challenge me. We all need to be challenged. Our thoughts, we need to, well, I don't know, we need to, we have to, we all have our own thoughts. You're comfortable with them? Fine. I need mine challenged all the time because I think that I'm not always right. But by the same token, I'm not always wrong. I have strong feelings about some things. I just began, you got me into thinking about white privilege. You did that, what was it, a half hour or so ago. I hadn't thought about it the way you presented it to me. And so then I
know we were in the religious thing, which I agree with you on that, and it's a separate discussion.
Yeah.
But you weren't kept from working in the clothing business because of the color of your skin.
The skin.
What it comes down to.
Okay. So what do we do about Chinese then, who were brought here as slaves as well? Not as many of them, but there were hundreds of thousands of them that were brought here originally to build the railroads.
Were they sent back to China?
No. They assimilated into the... No.
So they were just given some sort of freedom or...
Well,
or citizenship?
It was never formalized. Citizenship, yes. It was never formalized, but there were camps of Chinese...
And that's admittedly part of American history that I know very little about.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what happened to those workers. Slaves. Let's use the right word.
They were slaves. Yeah, they were slaves. So, but I'm wondering how we mitigate all of this stuff, or is it just part of human frailty and our foibles? Is it part of our makeup? Is it part of, if you believe in spirit, mind, body, and you believe that we're all here for a reason, and are we meant to have these things for a reason we do not understand? That's part of it. Some of it seems obvious and seems almost silly when you talk about how it is that people don't like the color of somebody else's skin, or you're different because their eyes are slanted, or whatever the hell the difference is. You're bald, you're fat, you're old, you're young, you're whatever you are, we're all different, yet we're all the same. If you look at the genome, not the Genome Project, it was the Genome Project. That showed that we were 99.94% all the same as far as our makeup is concerned, and then there are the little things that come. You know, there's a particular idiomatic look in some people's minds to, let's say, a New York Jew, or an Italian, or a Russian, or a Ethiopian, or a China, Japanese. We all have a different. I look like a wasp to some people, whatever the hell that means.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Right, and that's how I came up in the world. I don't identify myself that way now, but there are plenty of, you know, people who say, as you were saying a few minutes ago, I've gotten places because I was a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Not that I knew it, because I felt like I still felt I got to where I am because I worked
hard. Part of the privilege of being white is not having to think about it. That is part of the privilege.
Yeah. Well, but I don't feel guilty about it, and I don't want to feel guilty about it. I shouldn't feel guilty about it. Let's put it that way, because it's not of my doing. I don't think guilt is the right word. Yeah. Well, but it's knowledge about it.
But right. You and I didn't create this system. If you and I were designing our country right now, we would never have created that system. But
that
we have
correct.
To at least admit that we have benefited from a system that we didn't create. And black people have not benefited from a system that they had no part in creating.
Does that mean I'm a A racist?
No,
what does that mean?
I just
mean?
Said it doesn't mean anything about you individually.
Well, what's the definition of racism? I kind of want to know. I was reading the offered up definition by the Anti-Defamation League. That's an old civil rights organization for those who don't know. They say racism is, quote, the hatred of one person by another or the belief that another person is less than human because of the color of his or her skin. Language, customs, place of birth, any factor that supposedly reveals the basic nature of that. So does that make us all racists, I wonder, under the circumstances? You know, I guess the word for it was unconscious. There are a lot of people who are doing things now who are jumping onto the bandwagon, and they are probably would admit to being unconscious as to why they are the way they are. People are all different, but yet we are all the same. And there's a stereotype to this. I just said WASP. That's a stereotype. Black is a stereotype. Any way you want to look at smart as a stereotype, dumb as a stereotype. You know, it's just, my God. It's everywhere. It's like people want to be unique. So is this the way we are to be going forward? This is our uniqueness? I don't know. I'm pretty upset about some of this stuff. This guy that was found hanging from a tree this weekend. Did you see that? This guy.
There were two.
In Palmdale, California. Well, this is in Palmdale.
Yeah, and then there was another one last month. Now, I don't know. I guess the one is being investigated as a potential suicide. I think the one guy was homeless.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
There are questions about it anyway.
Yeah. So both of them are now being investigated. They've reopened those cases.
All right. So business is even getting into the act, if you will. Hopefully it's not an act. Starbucks, what are they doing that changes what they have been doing?
Well, Starbucks got into a bit of hot water, and over the weekend they were trending because what happened was last week some of the employees at various Starbucks locations around the country were showing up to work with, you know, they have to wear the green apron over their T-shirt. And so they had like a Black Lives Matter pin or a hat or something like that. And so Starbucks came out and said, you're not allowed to wear anything that says Black Lives Matter. And then a lot of employees came forward and said, well, wait a second. We all wear gay pride pins and LGBTQ pins, and we can wear T-shirts that say pride and all this other stuff. So wait a minute, why can't we wear anything that says Black Lives Matter? And then Starbucks basically got boycotted. So hashtag boycott Starbucks started trending. And then I guess they realized, oh, okay, so if we're going to let everyone support gay rights and gay pride, then why wouldn't we allow them to do the same thing for Black Lives Matter? So now they've turned it all around. They've told the employees that it's they can wear whatever they want. It's time for a change. And they've made up new T-shirts that have the Pan-African flag, and it's a combination of a peaceful protest sign, and it has Black Lives Matter and time for change, no justice, no peace. It's going to be on this. So those are the T-shirts that I guess the employees are going to start wearing if they want to. It's not mandatory, but if they want to. But I think Starbucks they were just afraid because, look, let's be honest, who is the Starbucks customer? Affluent white people. Yeah. So a lot of affluent, let's be honest.
If you're black, you can't use our restroom. Remember that?
Well, that was ridiculous. Here's the thing that blows my mind, and I'm not anti-Starbucks, but what blows my mind is, yes, you're right, those three black businessmen, who I think it was in Philadelphia last year or the year before, when they were waiting for a business meeting to start, the manager called the police on them. Mm-hmm. They didn't do anything wrong. And then all of Starbucks nationwide shut down for an entire day of sensitivity training. So I, as a white woman in Manhattan, passed a $20 counterfeit bill at Starbucks. I didn't know I was doing it, but I did it. I broke the law. They handed it back to me, and the manager came over and said, be careful. There are a lot of counterfeit money. There's a lot of counterfeit dollars going around. It was around Christmas time. Be very careful. I was given the benefit of the doubt, and I went about my business, and I was simply asked for a different form of payment. George Floyd did the same thing, and he's dead. So there is no way you can't say that I didn't get the benefit of the doubt.
That's an interesting argument.
Because I was white.
Yeah, that's an interesting, that's a good example.
If I was a black person, or a black male especially, there is no way that that Starbucks in Manhattan wouldn't have called the cops on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no way.
I think that you made a very good, that's a very good point.
Actually. And I'm embarrassed to say, and I talked about this with my black friends when this happened, because I forgot about the entire incident. That's an example of white privilege. I didn't have to even think about it again. George Floyd is dead because of the same thing that I did.
So, not to feel guilty about being white, but to be acknowledging that it's different in that circumstance if you're black. That's
and
kind
I was
of
able
where
to forget about it and go about my day. And I didn't even remember the incident until that detail about George Floyd and the counterfeit 20 came out. And it triggered the memory in my brain.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, 2 years ago, I did the same thing.
Yeah, you could be dead. All right. I was going to give away that Works lawnmower today. We had all kinds of technical difficulties on Friday, so I couldn't get it done. And I don't have time to do it the way I want to do it, so we'll do it tomorrow during this hour. I have an opportunity to win a $400 lawnmower for Father's Day, talking about, I'll set it up at the time, but if you be thinking about good memories of your dad, and we'll do that tomorrow. When was the last time you whitened your teeth, boys and girls? As we now brighten our smile to look our best for the summertime, a lot of photo ops when you go to the beach, that kind of stuff. Nothing worse than cringe-worthy discolored teeth. In other words, ugly yellow teeth. Ugh. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be photo-ready. Power Swabs clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive. Most of the other whitening treatments that are around, they sure do. It's safe, it's effective, it's all natural. If you're not happy, Power Swabs backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. PowerSwabs.com is the website. PowerSwabs.com. Use the DJV10 code, DJV10, and that represents, actually, you get 40% off the retail, and then another $10 off. That's a special DJV deal. A lot of people can get 40 off, but you can't get the $10 deal unless you use DJV10. You get a free quick stick as well. So 40% off, an additional $10 off. Use the code DJV10. Brighten up your smile at powerswabs.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. 1 in 6 couples in the United States would like to have a baby, but can't. Dr. Elizabeth Stewart is an expert in reproductive medicine. She says there are many myths about infertility, and the biggest one is that it's not a disease.
It is defined by the World Health Organization, the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, as a disease. The second myth is that there's nothing you can do about it.
Or that the only thing you can do is high-tech fertility treatment like in vitro fertilization. Dr. Stewart says there have been many treatment advances in this area.
Sometimes it involves correcting hormonal abnormalities, so starting on medication can be an effective treatment option. Sometimes just even education and timing intercourse optimally can be an option for many couples. Sometimes a $10 prescription to help a woman ovulate more normally can be all that it takes.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Sounds like we mean business here, Chucker. 53 past the hour, 7 before the new hour. It's Movie Moments time, Monday the 15th of June. Chuck Curry is here. We have music coming from some shore, distant shore. Some ship is sinking somewhere. What is this movie?
This is the score to Batman Begins, which came out this day in 2005. A very important movie, Doug, in the annals of superhero. Actually, this is my all-time, this is my favorite superhero movie, Batman Begins, the first installment.
And why would that be, Charles?
It plays beautifully, beginning, middle, end. And, you know, it's interesting because Michael Caine, I'll tell you a story in a second, but Michael Caine, who plays Alfred the Butler in this film, he's had a great career, long career, ups, downs. He said this is the best experience he's ever had being on a movie set, Batman Begins. I love working with the director, Chris Nolan, who cast him in a lot of stuff after this. But he was a great Alfred. And after the debacle of, I think, nine years before that of Batman and Robin with George Clooney, Warner Brothers made a more serious Batman again and hired Chris Nolan as director, and he turned that ship around and did an amazing job. Also, real quick, when I saw this film, me and my wife were driving home after we saw it, got a call from the doctor's office and told us that we were having a baby girl. I always remember that movie. Now, initially, I was massively disappointed because I wasn't having a boy, so I threw all the baseball gloves and the baseball bat out of the car, but then I completely, then I wrapped my head around it, and it was all good.
I got to tell you something. As somebody who is
you're the perfect guy for a daughter.
He is very, to see the two of them together is a wonder. It's beautiful. And she's such a good kid. She loves her parents. I can see we had breakfast last summer about this time. And I remember watching her when we went into Chuck's in the ice cream store business, among many other things. And his daughter, when we went into one of the stores when they were showing me around, just went right to work very responsibly, fixing up the tables and doing things. And I think there's just something about her that I find very
well. Thank you. So. I just got one thing and just to tell you, like what is going to be playing in multiplexes now? That I think over the weekend there was 988 screens that reopened nationwide. This July 4th, there will be no big new release in theaters. The first movie that's going to be released of any profile is a movie called Unhinged with Russell Crowe. It was pushed ahead a week. Now July 17th, Chris Nolan's big budget, $200 million movie, Tenet, goes from the 17th of July to the 31st. And then Wonder Woman, it was announced on Friday, goes from August to October 2nd. So
what about
really going to be intriguing what about what's going that, on in the pipeline here.
What was the name of that movie from Disney with the Chinese
Mulan?
Mulan, yeah. What's going on with that?
Yeah.
When is that?
I still think it has its July release date, but we'll see how that goes, yeah.
All right, Comic-Con.
I think no studio wants to be first. They're all nervous to be the first one to have the big movie.
San Diego Comic-Con is going to take place, but it'll be at home next month. This is an interesting pop culture event, Chucker. A lot of movie stars go, comic book characters, that sort of thing, media in general, entertainment entities, people from movies they go and sign autographs, they get paid, what, $100?
Huge events.
Yeah.
Some of them make more than that. But, I guess they want to continue some form of a business model. So I guess you buy a registration and you watch.
How do you get the signatures? You got to mail
people? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I don't see that part. I don't see happening.
So what are you going to do? What is Comic-Con besides?
I guess you could still do panels, discussions, and you could just, I guess, log in and pay for what you want to see. I mean, I guess there'll still be an interest from certain people, but it obviously, as a collective experience, be very much different.
Yeah, it just seems kind of weird. What are you going to do?
It does.
Under the circumstance.
So listen, so does the notion of watching a baseball game with no fans in the stand.
Yeah, football game, basketball game.
If they play.
You know, if you look at this, that's an interesting thing. If you look at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Kimmel's hosting that. There's no audience. The show doesn't feel like anything. It's just flat. Whereas some of the other shows that are on now were done before the March. Probably most of these game shows were done last winter.
Yeah. It's sort of like changing the channels and flipping and you see wrestling. And they're wrestling with no fans. And you could really feel it's just scripted. I don't find it that interesting.
No, it's not. Well, I never found it interesting, but it's more nonsensical now. They're yelling to nobody. Pretty silly stuff. Chuck Curry, moving.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.